We're at the red carpet of the diner at Palm Springs for the 25th anniversary. So what did you think of the opening party last night?
Oh, the opening party was fantastic. I mean, it's a sea, it's always a sea, and everyone's dancing and having a blast, and I like to watch from the outside in.
So what do you think about what's been going on in Indiana?
I think it's unfortunate that their politicians didn't listen to the people that were advising them. I think they could have avoided a lot of this controversy if they had actually taken into consideration what the lack of equality within the bill would have done. I think the backlash is important. I think people are speaking up for themselves, and I'm glad that there's been an amendment to the bill, but I think there needs to be more work for equality in Indiana.
What do you think about marriage equality finally getting to the Supreme Court this month?
I think it's fucking outstanding. It's going to pass. We're going to get marriage equality federally in June. I can feel it. But unfortunately, you know, when we have our steps forward, people get scared, and then they start creating other issues, and our fight's not done. It's going to be a while before we basically need a non-discrimination federally in this country, and I think that is going to take some time.
As a comedian, do you have a favorite corner mantra to get you through difficult times?
I'm grateful that I have a gift to make people laugh. In my difficult times, the times that I feel best is when I'm on stage, and actually the laughter from the audience really helps transform my difficult times. So as long as I can really hone into that gift that I have, you know, I lean on friends, I lean on family, and it usually helps me get through. So.
Well, thanks so much. Have a great time.
It is so good to meet you. Thank you so much. Pleasure.
I'm with Unicorn Planet this year. I also have a series called Calling in Drunk, and this is absolutely not my first time at the Dyna.
Oh, no.
No.
How long have you been coming here?
This is my third year.
Your third year?
Yeah.
So what do you think of the 25th anniversary of the Dyna?
I think it's a great year. That was my favorite year of my life, so it's a good year for Dyna.
What brought you to the Dyna this year?
Well, I'm hosting sort of like an offtake of Fashion Police for the Dyna, actually. So we're going to round out the fashion stuff that's happening here at the Dyna both through the weekend.
I'm Bibi.
And this is Susan.
And we're from Aylward, Mississippi.
So is this your first trip to the Dyna?
Yes, it is.
So what do you think so far?
It's wonderful. We're very excited.
Lots and lots of lesbians. Great.
Not much like Mississippi, huh?
Right, nothing like Mississippi.
There may be lesbians there, but we all hide.
Yeah.
Until showtime finds us, and then we come out.
So what made you decide to get married?
We can't do it in Mississippi. We were here. We're at the Dyna, and it was, you know, it's time.
What do you think about marriage equality finally going to the Supreme Court this month?
We're very excited. We fought a lot for marriage equality in Mississippi. We protested at the, you know, state capitol. We've done a lot of work in Mississippi to fight for marriage equality, and we're very excited. We expect to have it by June, so we're excited. But that's just the beginning. There's a lot more to do.
Yeah.
So.
My partner and I finally got married this year, and we're from Boston.
Right.
And it's been 10 years, and we waited for those Bill of Rights, and believe me, it makes a big difference.
Right.
You'll notice a real difference in your relationship, too. Well, thank you so much for talking with
us. Thank you so much.
Have a great night.
You too.
So what show are you involved in?
I produce and write direct Entangle with You.
Uh-huh. And what brought you to the Dyna today?
All I came here is for the ladies and the drinks.
And how are you been doing with the ladies and the drinks?
Well, I just got here, so ask me in 2 days.
I will do that. Have a great night.
You too, thanks.
Hi, I'm Ivy LeVon, and I really love Club Skirts the Dyna. It's rad.
Tell us a little bit about your series.
So it's a talking head series where comics and actors, we give our input on what lesbian terms mean.
And where is it aired?
It's on AfterEllen.com.
How'd you all get involved in this?
Trish Bendix,
the editor-in-chief of After Ellen, ground up a bunch of comedians and writers and showrunners, and we all come together to explain the lesbian lexicon. So we explain things like, what's a butch? Have we ever heard of a butch? What's a hasbian? Is that even politically correct? And we hopefully are funny and make a lot of great jokes and educate people in the meantime.
When do you air?
Every week? Every Tuesday. But it looks like we are now in letters Y to Z, so it's almost, you can catch the whole series right now on AfterEllen.com.
So what would you like to see happen with the series?
What we'd like to see happen is to get conversations started. People, maybe older generations, say, we weren't really used to younger generations or your terminology, and get the conversation kind of going, and then also introduce people to what we do individually outside of the alphabet, which is our web series, The Better Half. We've got two guys here. We've got Brittany Ashley on BuzzFeed. Bates is always popping in on Twitter, and I'm Liana, and you can find me on Facebook. And yeah, we want to introduce ourselves overall, right?
What do you think about marriage equality finally getting to the Supreme Court this month?
Oh, what do you guys think?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Woo!
Are you excited?
Yeah, super stoked.
I want to get married someday like a real grown-up.
Well, have a great night. Thanks so much for talking.
Nice. Hey, I'm Christina Perry, and it was so fun being here and performing.
How did it come together for you to perform tonight at the 25th anniversary of the Dyna in Palm Springs?
Well, I was asked a couple months ago from my manager, so someone must have reached out to our camp and asked if I'd be interested, and I said yes immediately.
What interests you into doing it? What's the inspiration?
Well, to be honest, I have so many lesbian friends, and it's a very big deal for me that like people would celebrate that, you know what I mean? I grew up and my parents are both hairdressers, so I grew up in a hair salon, and we didn't have gay people in my family. We just had Michael and Janet, and like, you know what I mean? I grew up in a family that was just so loving, and so I get very frustrated with the equality issues today, and so it's a deep issue for me, you know, especially all my friends that I want to see getting married and all these things. So when they asked me, I just said yes, I'd love to.
With LGBTQ teens, you know, 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, what would you tell them to inspire them and to encourage them to get through difficult times?
Oh my gosh, I feel like I could say a million things. And you know what, it also relates to, honestly, anyone who's having self-esteem issues, but specifically going through issues like that, it's about community, I think. The best thing to do is to have people around you. You go where the love is, not where the love isn't. When I'm having a bad day, I don't spend it alone. I go and I team up with my family. And so I think the way to get through any kind of giant, you know, issue like that is to team up and to just love each other through it.
Well, thank you so much, Christina.
Yeah.
Really very generous.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful time at the diner.
Thank you. You too. Have fun.